This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you call us to accept the cost and the joy of discipleship. Help us to accept those costs in following your Son, Jesus, that we may know the joy you intend for us. Help us to be lifelong learners in the school of faithfulness. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Please be seated. Happy Father's Day. It's easier for you to respond to me than when I say Happy Mother's Day. It's a smaller crowd today because we had 163 shouting, singing, dancing, celebrating campers from our vacation church camp that we concluded last night with our celebration Eucharist. And we have left the decorations up as best we can. And if you get a chance to thank Ray and Jane Mills, who worked tirelessly along with 150 volunteers during the week, but Ray and Jane were largely responsible for the decorations you see in the narthex and the church today. This vacation church camp was very special. And as you see from the decorations, we had sort of a theme of inventions. And there was a character that we had during the week who was an inventor, and it was played by Mike Farmer. He invented things like what you see over to my left, and he came down the aisle with it into the church, and he was so excited, and then Dee asked him, well, what is it, and what does it do? And he said, I have no idea. But he learned during the week, and as you see, his family was just enthralled seeing both Michael and Mason, who are serving today. And it was great. But what happened is that we got to the celebration last night, and Mike had purchased a cruise to take Marcia, his wife, on to celebrate their anniversary. So there was no possible way he could come and reappear for our celebration last night. So what could we possibly do? And enter into like father, like son. And so Michael and Mason came out last night and were the stars of the sermon and the show last night. As Ian and Victor, they came in costume and helped us to summarize the week that we had shared together with Vacation Church Camp. They did a great job. They had us all in stitches. And it was so amazing to see the personality of their father being reflected in the two of them as we went along. A great job they did. Like father, like son. Certainly it's an appropriate theme for what we celebrate on this Father's Day, and certainly it is a theme of what Jesus is doing with his 12 today. We learn from our fathers. Jesus is very fatherly to his disciples. And today in this gospel that we hear from Matthew, it is the first and only time that Matthew refers to those 12 as apostles. The disciples become apostles. The disciples, those who follow and learn, now become apostles, those who are sent forth. Now, as Jesus sends them forth, if you look further in the extended version of that gospel, it's very clear what he tells them they're supposed to do. And he says absolutely nothing about them teaching. It is not until we get to the end of Matthew's gospel with the Great Commission that we heard just a couple of weeks ago, go forth to all nations. But now they are told largely to embark on a healing ministry. Now, I want us to get in touch with this because we could miss the significance of what Jesus is telling them they're supposed to do. In Jesus' day, there was this errant understanding that unfortunately I think we still sometimes have today, that when bad things happen to us, when we are sick or we are downtrodden, it is because of something we or our ancestors have done wrong. And so there needs to be atonement made for it. And this incredible system they had set up in the temple for that was, you went to the temple, you bought some sort of offering, a pigeon or a bird or something, that you gave to the priest as payment for atonement, and then you were supposed to be cured. Not a bad system. Maybe I should start that here. But unfortunately, we know it don't work that way. There is not a transaction that takes place that we pay off God, and to take it to the bigger picture, there is no relationship between suffering and God causing that or God punishing that for something we or somebody else did. It doesn't work that way, and we need to get that out of our heads and our hearts as Jesus is making it clear that he wants his apostles. You watch me do what I do, he says. Now remember why I did it and how I did it, because there's no relationship between this and God's will for you in your life. The alternative is, well, if you're rich and happy and healthy, God is blessing you because you are living a righteous life. Well, we know that they weren't. And so it becomes important for us to grasp that. So when Jesus says, what you have received as a gift, give as a gift. So go and heal the people, cure the sick, but take no payment. Well, the temple priests, it had to drive them crazy. Jesus is putting them out of business. They had to be upset. But Jesus is trying to get them and us to understand that God's kingdom is for all of us all the time. So hear those words that we heard in that reading from the New Testament that we heard not too long ago, that we can think of when suffering comes to us in our lives, it's God punishing us. No, remember the process here, that suffering leads to endurance, endurance leads to character, and character leads to hope. And so that even in that suffering, God can be acting not to punish us, but because God's going to now, as we partner with God, bring us along back to hope. And Jesus says something else that's incredibly important here today. He says, the kingdom of God is near you. He tells his apostles, tell them that. That it's not just about going to heaven at the end of our lives. It's about experiencing that kingdom, joy, and hope right now. Boy, did we experience that in this place this week. This place was a rocket all week long with these young children and youth and adults celebrating the presence of God in our lives now, nearby. Hear that in the first reading we heard, where there is Abraham and Sarah at the oaks of Mamre, and these three strangers come up. And as we will hear Paul talk about it later in his writings, that they end up entertaining angels unaware, that these three strangers turned out to be messengers from God. And all they did is offer them some little cakes and a drink, and yet there was God. The kingdom of heaven is nearby. I ran across a video that I think makes this message very clear and important to us, that as we celebrate Fathers and Father's Day, maybe it's a call for us to celebrate that kingdom for each of us is really nearby. Let's see if we can play that video.
This is slightly intimidating.
Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Oh, man.
Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Dad, what about me makes you proud?
Oh, man. Dad, what about me makes you proud?
And I have to answer that one?
Yes.
Just about everything that you do.
You're loving. You're funny. I could go on and on.
What makes me proud about you is you just being yourself.
I had trouble with alcohol, which is actually an intervention. Even with all the other people there, you were the real reason that I made the decision to go into the treatment center that I did. And thank you.
Thank you. You're helpful. Yeah. You forgot the funny part.
Your attention to hygiene.
Dad, I'm grateful to you for choosing to stay when I was little. Mm-hmm. Why am I crying?
At the time when I'm graduating and I'm packing up and leaving, then it's really gonna hit me. And
I think about a time when if you're not around, like that would be awful. But like you're the person that would always laugh.
Dad, I'm grateful because we didn't know how long you were gonna be with us, so. We're so happy that you're still here. Dad, I'm proud of you for knowing that the most important thing was to just give your kids so much time.
I've always been impressed by you. You made it easy.
Thanks.
I miss having the chance to just check in with you. I miss your sketchbooks.
I love you.
I love you too.
You got it. We don't say it enough.
Hey.
I love you, Dad.
It doesn't compute until they're gone. So tell them now.
It's sort of weird standing so close to you.
The kingdom of heaven is nearby. The opportunities that this day, as many of the days we celebrate, present to us is the opportunity to experience the kingdom just by sharing that one with another. Sometimes St. Luke is translated with that same passage as saying not just that the kingdom of God is nearby, but that the kingdom of God is between us. Maybe that on this Father's Day is the thing truly we should celebrate. Amen.